哈利路亚，感谢主，愿主耶稣看顾我们大家平安。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. May the Lord bless us with peace.
感谢主，让我有机会从台湾来到我们美国跟大家见面。
I thank the Lord Jesus for the opportunity for me to come from Taiwan to the United States to meet with you all.
我跟我们美国梁德仁传道以前在台湾神学院是同班同学。
I used to be classmate with Pastor Darren Liang in the United States when I was in the seminary in Taiwan.
所以跟他是很熟。
So I've been very close to Pastor Liang.
那我昨天有见证怎么去体会主耶稣带领我要当传道。
Last night I shared a message about how the Lord led me to full-time ministry.
就像罗马书十二章说，我们要查验神的旨意。
As Romans chapter 12 tells us, we need to test and approve the Lord's will.
在我查验的过程当中，我知道主耶稣要我走传道的路。
And I did try to test the Lord's will, and I found out that He wanted me to serve in the full-time ministry.
当时杨院长老要我先读大学以后再来当传道。
After I made that determination, Pastor Elder Young wanted me to finish college first before I dedicate myself.
因为当我知道主耶稣要我当传道的时候，我想本来是想说不要上大学，那就去当兵，然后就读神学院。
Originally, my plan was to simply skip college, go straight to the military, and after that, serve in the church.
其实在大学里面，我对我个人来讲，最主要就是在操练我个人的灵性。
But it turned out that my years in college were very helpful in terms of building up my spiritual character.
因为既然上大学已经有准备要当传道，所以在大学的时间都一直在准备怎么来当传道。
Because I had already made up my mind to be a full-time minister, during the years in college, I prepared myself for that ministry.
所以在这过程当中体会到很多神奇妙的带领。
And throughout this process, I experienced many kinds of God's guidance.
也有很多神奇妙的这种操练。
And God also gave me many miraculous disciplines and training.
首先我们来看一节经节。
Let us read from a passage.
我们来看腓比书第二章。
The book of Philippians chapter 2.
腓比书二章的十三节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 13.
腓比书二章十三节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 13.
因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。这里特别提到说我们立志行事。
When we will and do.
尤其我们要立志给神使用。
When we make a determination to be used by the Lord.
我们立志要遵行神的旨意。
When we make a determination to obey God.
这是神在我们心里运行。
It is actually God who works in us.
然后让我们能够成就神的美意。
And it is He who enables us to accomplish His good will.
所以当时我已经有这个立志要当传道。
I had already made up my mind to be a preacher.
是神在我的心里运行要成就他的美意。
And it was actually the Lord who moved me to accomplish His good pleasure.
但是要成就神的美意。
But in order to accomplish God's good purpose,
并不是我们想要去承担就可以的。
It is not really up to us up to our own effort.
保罗对提摩太说要成为贵重的器皿。
Paul encouraged Timothy to be a good and useful vessel.
如果我们给神用的这个器皿
However, if this vessel
是肮脏污秽的
is filthy and unclean
不能成为圣洁
this vessel is not holy
这样也不能给神来使用
then the vessel cannot be used by the Lord
所以我昨天有大概提到
Last night I shared with you this message
虽然我已经有体验到神
I began to experience God.
也知道主耶稣要我走传道的路。
And I also found out that the Lord wanted me to be a full-time minister.
但是对我个人来讲有很多的亏欠。
But I still fell short before God in many ways.
在我属灵的生命里面还没有融合在神的生命当中。
My spiritual life was yet to be united with the life of God.
我只是有接触到神，但是属灵生命没有融入在神的生命里面。
I had only barely touched God, but I have not completely found myself communing with God.
我相信就像我们有一些信徒一样。
Like many of members in church,
我们有体验到神。
We may have experienced God in some ways.
我们知道真耶稣教会有神。
We may know that the true Jesus, God is in the true Jesus church.
我们真耶稣教会有圣灵的真理。
And that the true Jesus church has the Holy Spirit and the truth.
但是在我们属灵生命里面却是觉得非常的软弱。
But we may still feel very lacking and weak in our personal spiritual journey.
所以我们有时候还没有办法胜过自己。
That is why sometimes we cannot overcome ourselves.
所以当时我还是很喜欢看电影。
At that time, I loved to go to the movies a lot.
不喜欢读圣经。
I did not like to read the Bible.
真的也不喜欢祷告。
I did not like to pray.
像这种状况，你怎么给神使用，怎么当传道呢？
So with such a condition as mine at that time, how could I possibly have become a good minister?
即使我真的当传道，对我来讲，我一定也是非常的痛苦。
Even if I did become a minister right away, it would have been a very painful experience.
所以在我大学四年当中，主耶稣就在操练我这个功课。
Therefore, the Lord used 4 years in college to train and discipline me.
让我怎么去体会到属灵生命的丰盛。
He taught me how to live an abundant spiritual life.
然后能够顺着圣灵来行事。
He taught me how to live by the Spirit.
好，那我就来见证这个过程。
So I'd like to share with you the personal testimony of this whole process.
因为当时我读的大学就是在那个中立。
The university I attended was in a city called 中立。
当时这个梁传道的妈妈梁执事娘都在那里。
And Pastor Liang's mother was residing in that city at the time.
所以我跟她也是很熟。
So I know her very well.
我知道说梁执事娘现在也都住在我们都在我们这里聚会哈。
And understand that she is with us in the Northern California churches.
感谢神啊。
And thank God.
中立教会真的，主耶稣借着中立教会给我很多的造就。
I was built up spiritually through the 中立 church.
我本来可以说就很喜欢看电影。
I love to watch the movies.
因为在我那个15岁那一年，就是我初中毕业。
I graduated from high school when I was 15. I'm sorry, from junior high school.
那个暑假时间差不多2个月，很长。
And at that time, there was a 2-month vacation for me.
为了放松自己，所以呢就去看电影。
In order to relax from my studies, I went and watched a lot of movies.
这样暑假结束以后呢，高中开学了，还是继续的去看电影。
Even after the vacation was over, I continued to go and watch movies all the time in high school.
这样就养成了看电影的习惯。
So I began to be addicted to movies.
所以只要一个星期到，我真的不看电影就觉得坐立不安了。
So I could hardly live without watching a movie each week.
这样的一直到我这个大学三年级。
And this lasted until I was junior in college.
所以这个期间差不多有6-7年的时间。
So that period lasted for about 6 to 7 years.
每一个礼拜一定要看一场电影。
I had to watch at least one movie every week.
我想这个就像现在很多人的心灵一样。
I believe this is typical of many people today.
如果没有借着世界上的这些娱乐，好像很不快乐。
Many people are not satisfied and are bored when they don't have some entertainment to keep them busy.
但是其实这些娱乐也不能真的满足我们心灵上的需求。
But even then, such forms of entertainment cannot fill the spiritual void in us.
所以常常我看电影看到最后觉得很空虚。
So at that time, every time after I watched the movie, I felt very empty inside.
不想看。
I did not. I got tired of it.
但是好像上瘾一样，你不看又不行。
But I was addicted, so I could not help myself.
就好像有一些人抽烟啊，甚至毒品啊，知道啊这个不好，不要抽了，还是没有办法。
This is just like how many people are not able to kick the habits of smoking or taking drugs.
所以在我高中毕业想当传道啊，其实那时候我还很想看电影。
So even when I had made up my mind to be a full-time minister, I was still addicted to watching movies at that time.
啊，电影不能满足我心灵上的需求。
However, watching movies could not fill the spiritual need in me.
还有一点呢，我高中毕业进大学以后。
And after high school, after I got into college,
我读的是心理系。
I majored in psychology.
读了很多有关属于心灵方面的书。
I read many books on psychology.
很多探讨人生的书。
I read books on the quest for human, for meaning of life.
越看哦，心灵越空虚。
And the more I studied these books, the more empty I felt inside.
因为在探讨这些心灵书里面，常常觉得人的生命哦，好像是很无聊，很寂寞。
Because a lot of these books told me that life is very meaningless and boring.
所以当时常常也想人为什么活着。
So I always wonder, why do we live?
想到最后好像没有什么答案。
But I cannot find the answer.
所以我甚至就躺在床上这样掉眼泪。
And sometimes I would just lie in bed in tears.
不愁吃的穿的。
I have plenty of clothes and food.
当时也没有这个学业功课的压力。
And I did not have a lot of pressure in school.
但是想到人生。
But whenever I thought about the meaning of life.
就觉得好像很没有意义。
I felt that it was completely pointless.
书本一些理论不能替我解答。
I could not find answers in books.
这个电影又不能满足我。
And going to the movies didn't satisfy me.
所以真的当时觉得人生哦，有一点无奈。
So I felt quite frustrated at human life.
相信这个就像很多现代人的那一种现象。
I believe this is descriptive of many people's lives today.
当时也看到哦，从书本当中知道，在美国很多青年就成为嬉皮。
I also learned from the books that there were many hippies in the United States.
就在1970年代那个时候。
That was around the 70s.
我可以体会到为什么青年人要成为嬉皮。
I could relate to the hippies.
因为当时美国的生活可以说比台湾好得很多。
The life in the United States in terms of living standards was much better than that of Taiwan.
在物质生活是很好。
At least materially speaking.
但是物质生活达到一个水准以后心灵却是不能满足。
However, material satisfaction cannot fill the void in the spirit.
所以很多青年人宁可到野外去生活。
That is why many young people went out to live in the desolate places.
唾弃现代人的这一种享乐。
They abandoned the modern life.
好像要过着原始人的那一种很淳朴的一种生活。
They wanted to go back to the life of the primitive men.
这个就是当时嬉皮的产生。
This mentality was what gave birth to the hippies.
到我大四的时候，甚至产生一些人就比较一些特别的一些现象。
And when I was a senior in college, I saw a new phenomenon in the society.
就寻求刺激，就常常说裸奔的。
People look for excitement, and people go to beach parties where they don't have any clothes on.
不穿衣服在路上跑。
And some people even ran in the streets without any clothes.
这个都是显示出我们心灵上的那种空虚所反映出来的一些现象。
All these are reflections of the deep spiritual needs of people.
感谢神，就在这种状况当中。
Thank God, under such a condition.
主耶稣再继续引导我认识他。
He led me and guided me to know him again.
就我刚刚讲到我面对这一些问题的时候。
When I was facing all these issues in my life.
我没有办法得到答案。
I could not find answers.
我心里没有办法满足。
I was not satisfied.
因为我不读圣经。
And the main reason was that I did not read the Bible.
我只有每次聚会参加。
I only attended church.
我会参加聚会。
I would go to church regularly.
但是我不自己需求去读经祷告。
But I never made an effort to read the Bible or pray on my own.
所以这样我们也可以了解我跟神的关系事实上有一个障碍。
So actually, I was quite distant from God.
因为没有办法融入在神的生命当中。
Because my life was not part of the life of God.
所以我个人不会自己说去读经去祷告。
I never wanted to pray or read the Bible on my own.
所以我虽然知道有神。
I knew the existence of God.
但那只是风闻，好像跟神离得很远。
But I had only heard about God, but I felt very distant from God.
感谢神。
But thank God.
主耶稣就这样的慢慢的引导我。
The Lord Jesus guided me slowly.
就差不多在大三的时候。
When I was junior in college.
我就看到外教会的青年。
I observed some young Christians in other churches.
他们在读圣经。
I observed how they study the Bible.
那时候给我很大的刺激啊。
I was very inspired.
我就这样的这样思考。
I started thinking.
我们真教会都是说按照圣经在传。
The true Jesus Church claims to preach according to the Bible.
的确我们有很多宝贵圣经的真理。
And it is true that we have received many wonderful teachings in the Bible.
我们的福音都是根据圣经。
And the gospel we preach is according to the Bible.
竟然我不读圣经。
But why is it that I don't read the Bible?
这样真的我也很对不起神，不要说对不起自己。
I feel ashamed before God, and I feel indebted to myself.
但是当时我又回想，我不是不读圣经。
But in fact, the reason wasn't that I did not read the Bible at all.
因为参加学生灵会完，常常会被鼓励说要读圣经。
Each time after a student convocation, we were encouraged to read the Bible daily.
所以也曾经有几次我想读圣经。
So on many occasions, I wanted to read the Bible.
不过读了几次以后就读不下去。
But after a few attempts, I could not go on anymore.
很快就中断了。
I just stopped reading.
比较明显，比如说从创世纪开始读。
For example, I would start with the book of Genesis.
读到差不多出埃及记就读不下去了。
By the time I reached Exodus, I could not go on.
创世纪有一些故事还是觉得好像好好玩。
There are some interesting stories in Genesis.
即使好玩也不会很精彩。
They may be interesting, but not necessarily exciting.
跟这个中国历史《三国演义》《西游记》来讲，这个还不精彩。
It's nothing compared to the historical fictions and novels.
当时我读过中国的一些小说，《西游记》那么大本，《三国演义》我都读过了。
I used to read a lot of Chinese novels and fictions from history.
但是圣经真的连一遍都没有读过。
But I could not finish the Bible even once.
有些信徒也这样说，我读出来几句到最后都出不来了。
Some people make fun and say, some people joke and say they read the Exodus and they cannot get out of, they cannot get out of the book.
因为在出埃及记里面就读到二十章以后就进到旷野了。
Because after the chapter 20, they go into the wilderness.
就颁布律法了。
And they read about the law.
就造会幕了。
And they read about the tabernacle.
看到这个就很单调，很无聊啊。
All these things seem so boring.
所以就看不下去。
So they cannot continue.
再来这个立位记啊，民数记更不用谈了，真的读不下去。
And books like Leviticus or Numbers would be totally out of the question.
所以不是不要读圣经。
So I did try to read the Bible.
我们也不敢否定圣经是神的话。
And we would not deny that the Bible is the word of God.
但是真的读了以后觉得很没有兴趣。
But after reading for a while, it became so boring.
就读不下去。
I simply could not continue.
有好几次这种经验。
And this happened to me quite a few times.
那感谢神啊。
But thank God.
主耶稣在提醒我。
The Lord Jesus reminded me.
那也这也借着外教会来刺激我。
And he also gave me inspiration through these other Christians.
我就想到了，我今天要读圣经。
So I realized that I must read the Bible.
不是靠着我自己来读。
And in order to read the Bible, I cannot rely on my own effort.
因为圣经是神的话。
The Bible is the word of God.
需要靠着圣灵来读圣经。
I need the Holy Spirit to help me read the Bible.
所以我要读圣经要先祷告。
That's why before I read the Bible, I must pray.
一次不能不必读很多。
I don't have to read a lot every time.
一章两章就够了。
Just a chapter or two would be sufficient.
就好像开始在学吃饭那样，不要求吃很多。
It's like a baby learning to eat. You don't feed them a lot.
但是一口两口。
One spoon or two spoonfuls at a time.
但是要持之以恒。
But you need to continue the effort.
我不敢说我每天看。
I probably did not read the Bible every day.
但是我想至少一个礼拜看一两章总是有可能吧。
But I thought at least I could do, read at least one or two chapters a week.
然后我又是一个立志。
So I made another determination.
之前我说我有立志聚会。
My first determination was to attend church regularly.
昨天我有讲到我立志每一次聚会一定要参加。
As I shared with you last night, I determined to attend church every time.
结果真的就这样的参加了。
And I did attend the church every time.
在考试当中看到神奇妙的带领。
And I experienced God's miraculous guidance in my entrance examination.
所以后来我去中立读书的时候，我还是一样，只要教会有聚会，我一定去参加。
So after I went to school away from home, I still went to church all the time.
所以我跟中立教会很熟，也是这样。
That's how I became so familiar with, acquainted with the 中立 church.
感谢神，也就在那段时间，我立志读圣经了。
And thank God, it was also at that time that I determined to read the Bible.
但是这个立志也是靠着神。
But this determination was also God's working.
我知道靠着自己还是没有力量。
I knew by my own efforts I would be very weak.
所以我就把圣经从我的书架上放到书桌上。
So I took the Bible off my shelf and put it on my desk.
这个书架跟书桌虽然距离很短，就是觉得已经有一个很大的接近了。
Even though my shelf was only it's not very far from my desk, that was a major move for me.
因为圣经放在书架上跟一般的书一样。
If the Bible was still on the shelf, it would have been just like any other book.
我当时差不多一个礼拜看一本书。
At that time, I would read through one book each week.
从来不会想去看圣经。
But I never really wanted to read the Bible.
只有去聚会的时候跟着翻一下。
I only flipped through the Bible during service.
但是现在我把圣经放到书桌上以后呢？
But after I put the Bible on my desk,
那就不一样了。
Everything changed.
比如说一个礼拜看完一本书。
Each week after I finish reading a book,
你看到圣经摆在书桌上，你都没有看，你对不起他。
I would feel bad for not reading the Bible.
想打开有时候会觉得很没有意愿。
Sometimes I felt reluctant to read the Bible.
我就祷告了。
Then I would pray.
主耶稣啊，求你帮助让我能够看圣经。
Lord Jesus, help me to read your word.
能够让我看得懂。
Help me to understand your word.
这是神的话，不管懂不懂，我还是要去读它。
This is God's word. Even though I may not understand it fully, I must read it.
就是这样的读。
This is how I continue to read the Bible.
感谢神，就渐渐这样的养成了读圣经的习惯。
Thank God, that's how I build up the habit of reading the Bible.
虽然一次不是读了很多。
Even though I did not read a lot at the time.
但是也一两章吧。
I would at least read a couple of chapters.
虽然没有每天读，但一个礼拜也至少会读过一两次。
Even when I could not read the Bible every day, I would read the Bible weekly.
开始的时候真的觉得圣经很乏味，好像叫嚼蜡一样，都没有味道。
Initially, the reading the Bible was a very boring, and dull experience.
但我印象当中，经过一两个月的时间呢。
But as far as I can remember, after about 2 months,
慢慢体会到圣经里面的话那一种甜美。
I began to taste the sweetness of the words of the Bible.
有时候整章当中不能去体会，但里面的一句话就觉得很不错。
Sometimes you may not understand the whole chapter, but one verse is sufficient to keep you joyful.
真的那一句话就像荒漠甘泉那样。
Because that could be like the oasis in the desert.
感谢神，圣经就这样的读下去了。
That's how I continue to read the Bible.
那时候我们在中立也有一些青年。
At that time in that church, we had other youths in the church.
我们也是有同样这种感受。
We all went through a similar experience.
所以我们就用星期天晚上。
So we decided that every Sunday evening.
就差不多有10位青年。
There were about 10 of us.
就一起看圣经。
We gather together to read the Bible.
从马太福音开始。
Starting with the book of Matthew.
我们是把握这个原则。
And we had this principle.
哎，我们就是来一起读圣经。
When we get together, we are here to read the Bible.
哎，那以前我们在一起看圣经的时候。
In the past, when we read the Bible together.
有一个毛病。
We had a problem.
也就是在找圣经的问题。
We like to look for questions in the Bible.
好像我们是专家，哦，在批判圣经啊。
We became Bible critics.
啊，结果呢，看了以后，常常起了争论。
And every time we had questions, we would get into arguments.
啊，看圣经也没有给我们真正的造就。
So we did not really get any edification.
所以常常读到最越读啊，人的人读的人就越少。
So after a while, the people who attended the Bible reading circle became less and less.
啊，那时候我们一起读圣经，我们就把握两个原则。
So we decided that we had to hold on to two principles.
第一个，我们一定要祷告。
The first is we must pray.
哎，我们个人读，我们一起读，都要靠着圣灵的带领。
Whether we read in a group or read individually, we must rely on the Holy Spirit.
如果没有圣灵带领，我们个人，我们一起。圣经都读不下去的。
Without the Holy Spirit's guidance, whether you're reading in a group or by yourself, you cannot continue.
啊，再来，我们不要争论。
And our second principle is we must not argue about the Bible.
我们讲我们知道的。
We can share what we know.
我们不知道的，我们就请问啊长辈。
And we can talk to the more experienced members about what we do not know.
其实圣经还有很多我们该知道的。
There are many other things in the Bible that we don't know yet.
哎，我们可以知道的。
And these are things we ought to know.
我们不必去钻圣经的牛角尖呢。
We don't need to dwell on little details.
好，感谢神就把握这个原则。
So these are the two principles that we agreed on.
当时我们差不多十个青年这样子看圣经。
So about the ten of us read the Bible regularly.
真的，圣经就像亮光出现那样。
Then we felt as if light came out of the Bible.
一方面让我们知道圣经写什么。
It helped us understand what the Bible was about.
一方面对我们的青年的灵性真的造就也很大。
It also greatly helped our spiritual lives.
嗯，就像我当时读的几段圣经，到现在印象还很深刻。
I still have very deep impressions of some of the passages we read at that time.
比如说现在已经差不多三十年了。
It's been 30 years since.
但是这些道理就牢牢地印在这个脑海里面。
But the teachings from these passages still remain in my heart all the time.
比如说我们来看当时读到的这个马太福音。
For example, let me share with you Matthew.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章的45节到48节。
Matthew chapter 5 verses 45 to 48.
嗯，我们看45节，这样就可以做你们天父的儿子，因为他叫日头照好人也照歹人，降雨给义人也给不义的人。你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么赏赐呢？就是税吏不也是这样行吗？47节，你们若单请你弟兄的安，别人有什么长处呢？就是外邦人不也是这样行吗？所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。啊，这段圣经本来我们也是常常听到。
We knew about this passage.
但是好像没有进到我们的内心里面。
We know about this passage, but it may not come into our heart.
但是当时我们在一起查经看圣经的时候
，But during the Bible group Bible reading，
我们青年就彼此的勉励
，We encouraged each other，
因为我们有一些也是从外地来的青年
，Some of us came to this city to study from another city。
我们平常这个打招呼都是对一些比较认识的人
，And we will usually hang out with people we are more acquainted with。
对一些陌生人呢、啊，我们就比较不敢主动。
And we did not take the initiative to get to know strangers.
但是这里就提到我们是神的儿子。
In this passage, Jesus reminds us that we are the sons of God.
要不分彼此。
We should not discriminate against each other.
所以尤其47节这样说。
Verse 47 tells us.
说你们若单请你弟兄的安，别人有什么长处呢
？If you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others?
嗯，所以如果你 对这个人啊比较熟比较好你才跟他请安跟一般人有什么差别呢
If you only say hi to people you know well, then how are you different from unbelievers?
所以这样也鼓励我们
So this was encouragement to me.
我们看到有外生人 外来的人啊陌生的人啊我们要主动跟他打招呼
When we see new faces among us, we must take the first step to greet them.
这个对一般的青年人来讲是比较困难的
This is rather difficult or a challenge for a lot of young people.
但是就是圣经的话给我们很大的鼓励
But this is the encouragement we receive from the Bible.
也就这样拉近了我们青年彼此的距离。
And because of this encouragement, the youth group became much closer.
然后48节又说了。
And verse 48 tells us,
说你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
Therefore, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
当时我们常常有一句话这样说。
We used to like to say this.
啊，人都很软弱。
We are all weak.
啊，只要不要犯死罪就好。
Just don't commit deadly sin.
然后就常常会体贴自己的软弱。
And we would give excuses for our sins.
啊，所以就有一句话说，大过不犯，小过不断。啊，常常一些问题出现。
So we always give excuses over so-called little sins. And because of that, problems happened.
但是圣经给我们的教导并不是说那小过不没关系。
But the Bible doesn't teach us that little sins are excusable.
我们乃是要追求完全。
The Bible tells us to pursue perfection.
把我们一些坏习惯把它改掉。
We should get rid of our vices.
我们达到完全啊向完全的目标来努力。
We need to work towards the goal of perfection.
类似这样，在查经当中给我们很大属灵上的造就。
So during our Bible readings and sharing sessions, we receive so much encouragement.
一方面对道理的认识。
We grew in our knowledge of the scriptures.
一方面对心灵上、信仰上的造就。
And we also grew in our faith and that helped our spiritual needs.
所以也感谢神。
So I thank God.
这样的去渐渐去体会，哇，圣经真的像。啊，那个蜜那么甘甜。
I gradually tasted the sweetness of the Bible. It was as if tasting honey.
啊，像食物那样啊，可以给我们力量。
And the Bible was able to strengthen our souls as food.
像亮光那样来引导我们该走的路。
And the Bible was like light to us, guiding our paths.
哎，啊，所以我们除了青年一起查经。
Besides the group Bible reading among the youths.
啊，我个人也这样的常常啊。找时间看圣经。
I also began to find more time on my own to read the Bible.
啊，所以那时候啊，只要有时间，我常常去中立教会。
Whenever I had chance, I would go to the 中立 church.
因为真的就像把中立看成自己的家一样。
I treated the church as my home.
哎，啊，所以有时间就去教会。
So I would go to church every time I had spare time.
除了聚会的时间以外。
This is other than the service time.
哎，没有聚会的时间也常常去。
I would go to church often.
啊，去教会，在那边读书。
And I would go and study at church.
啊，也去那里祷告。
I would pray at church.
看圣经。
I would read the Bible at
church. 去那里弹琴。
I would even play the organ at church.
虽然是一个人。
I was by myself.
但是好像是自建立自己跟神的关系。
But I began to build a personal relationship with God.
这个也是我们在属灵追求上很需要的。
This is something we all need in our spiritual growth.
因为我们常常在崇拜的时候是一起。
When we come for worship, we come as a group.
我们常常好像需要团体才能建立跟神的关系。
So our relationship with God is based on the whole group.
但是有时候我们在这群体当中又有很多的限制。
But there are many limitations when we worship in a group.
比如说在我们美国这个区域。
For example, in the United States.
幅员这么大。
The land is so vast.
教会这么少。
And there are so few churches.
你说一定要透过教会才能建立跟神的关系，真的灵性就会非常的软弱。
If you depend only on church service to build your spiritual life, your life, spiritual life will be very weak.
所以有时候我们需要透过教会。
Sometimes we do need the church's help.
但是更重要的，你要学习建立你自己跟神的关系。
But even more importantly, you need to establish a personal relationship with God.
所以感谢神。
I thank God.
当时我常常一个人在教会里面。
I spent a lot of time at church by myself.
在那里读经，在那里祷告。
I would be reading the Bible and praying at church.
我还记得印象很深的。
I still remember very clearly.
有一次我一个人就跪在啊教会第一前面第一排在那里祷告。
One day I was kneeling by the first pew to pray.
那昨天我大概有提到。
as I mentioned last night.
虽然我本来已经有圣灵了。
I have received the Holy Spirit even before that time.
但是之前呢，因为没有真正在追求。
But I never really sought for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
哎，没有真的用心。
I never really pay attention in my prayer.
所以真的是不喜欢祷告。
So I did not like to pray.
甚至在团体祷告当中，常常也借着机会溜走。
Even during church service, I would find an excuse to get out of the prayer.
所以难怪跟神的距离很远。
No wonder I was so far from God.
灵性软弱。
My spiritual life was weak.
电影不能不看。
I was addicted to movies.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
就在那一次的祷告。
During that very prayer.
我的心好像都打开了。
My heart was completely opened.
安静在神面前。
I felt that I was quietly standing before God.
我这样子跟神主耶跟主耶稣讲。
So I spoke with the Lord.
主耶稣啊，我的一切你都知道。
Lord, you know everything about me.
别人不知道你都知道。
Even when others don't know, you know.
因为当时我在看电影。
I still like to watch the movies at that time.
我真的也是不喜欢让人家知道。
I kept it a secret.
也不好意思让人家知道。
I was embarrassed to let people know that.
因为我在教会里面当教员。
I was a teacher, an RE teacher at church.
也在做一些圣工领诗翻译。
I would interpret on the pulpit and lead the hymns.
那我每个礼拜去电影院，这样让信徒知道，对我也是没有造就。
So it wasn't good for other people to know that I would go to the movies once a week.
所以可以说信徒不知道我这么热心聚会的人还会常常去电影院看电影。
So other people in church didn't know that such a fervent member as me would have to attend or go to the movies every week.
但是当我跪在神面前的时候
，But during that prayer when I knelt before God,
我就这样跟主耶稣说
，I said to the Lord.
别人不知道，主耶稣你都知道。
Lord, people may not know this, but you know.
但是我不是说很喜欢去看。
It's not that I really want to go to movies.
我是不得不去看。
I feel compelled and addicted.
我有好几次不想去看。
Many times I wanted to give it up.
但是没有办法。
But I couldn't help myself.
所以我很软弱。
So I'm very weak.
我知道靠我自己没有力量。
I know by my own effort I cannot do it.
所以我就向主耶稣求。
So I pray to the Lord.
说主耶稣啊，你要加添我的力量。
Lord, please strengthen me.
很多人说你只要有立志就可以做什么事情。
Many people think that by their own resolve they can do great things.
其实这个立志只是人的本分而已。
But making a resolution is only a human doing our part.
没有主耶稣，我们都不能做什么。
Without the Lord's help, we cannot do anything.
所以事实上，世界上有很多人立志想要行善。
Many people in this world resolve to do good.
但是还是行不出来。
But they can't do it.
人都很软弱。
Because we're all weak.
所以主耶稣啊，你要帮助我。
So I said to the Lord, Lord, help me.
那一种从内心里面向主耶稣的那一种呼求。
So from the bottom of my heart, I cried out to the Lord.
主耶稣啊，你要帮助我。
Lord Jesus, please help me.
那一方面我也知道。
And I also knew
电影不能满足我空虚的心灵。
That going to the movies could not satisfy my heart.
我是越看越空虚，越看越痛苦。
The more I watch movies, the more empty I felt.
世界上的娱乐享乐不能给我真正的满足。
The entertainment in this world cannot satisfy me.
所以我愿意寻求从神那一边来的那种喜乐。
So I wanted to search for the joy from God.
圣经讲到要以神为乐。
As the Bible tells us, we ought to rejoice in God.
遵行神的话，神会给我们满足的喜乐。
When we walk in the ways of God, we will find fulfillment and joy.
所以我就这样的很诚心的打开心门向主耶稣求。
So with a very sincere heart, I opened my heart to the Lord.
那时有一种感觉。
And then I experienced this.
好像有一种微小的细微的声音在我内心出现。
I felt a gentle whisper within my heart.
又好像父亲对小孩子讲的话。
It was as if a voice of a father to his child.
不要去看了。
Stop going to the movies.
那我又跟主耶稣说啊。
But I said to the Lord.
主耶稣，我早就不想看了。
I already wanted to give up.
所以这不是从我个人的本身这样的讲的。不是我自己这样的求的。
I did not deliberately ask for this.
我需要主耶稣你加添我力量。
Lord, I need you to help me.
所以感谢神啊。
So thank the Lord.
我求主耶稣让我真的不要去看。
I prayed to the Lord to help me not to stop going to the movies.
从那一次以后啊,
and after that prayer,
我就在注意了,
I observed myself.
哎, 我的心灵上的这种转化。
I began to see changes in my heart.
因为我从学校到教会这个过程当中会路过差不多三家电影院。
From my school to the church, on the way, I will always pass by three movie theaters.
哎啊、以前如果一个礼拜到、啊、我就很不由自主的会进到电影院去。
In the past, every weekend, I would just naturally move towards the movie theaters.、
哎啊、常常是、啊、聚会晚上聚会完、啊、差不多九点、啊啊、还有最后一场的十点、啊、看到十二点、啊。
And usually, it would be after the evening church service, from 10 to 12, the last movie.、
啊、这个也表示真的灵性还很软弱。
That shows how weak my spirit was.
虽然每天每次在聚会，但是呢，还是每一个礼拜在看电影。
I attended the movie theater as regularly as I attended church.
这个也不是说啊啊，我们的这个聚会不好。
It's not to say that going to church is not good.
但是也是让我们了解，我们真的只有聚会还不够。
But it tells us that church attendance alone is not enough.
因此，我常常聚会。
I attended church regularly.
我不敢去犯大罪。
I dare not commit serious sins against God.
但是也只有聚会。
But only by relying on service.
没有读圣经祷告。
Without a life of Bible reading and prayer.
所以没有那一种满足的喜乐丰盛的生命。
I did not feel the spiritual joy and abundance.
所以很简单的这个世界上的娱乐就没有办法胜过。
So I could not even overcome a simple pleasure in life.
啊，没有办法胜过这个娱乐，主要是显示内在心灵上的那种软弱。
And my failure showed how weak my spirituality was.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
哎，这样祷告以后。
After my prayer.
我就注意啊。
I observed myself.
一个礼拜过去。
A week passed.
我心里不会动。
My heart was not moved.
哎，两个礼拜过去了。
After 2 weeks.
还是一样。
My heart didn't feel tempted.
一个月，半年。
After a month, after half a year.
一直到我毕业一年的时间。
Until the time when I graduated, which was 1 full year,
我就不会想看电影了。
I was no longer tempted to go to the movies.
不会去寻求那里的那一种最终之乐。
I no longer wanted to seek for the sinful pleasures.
不会想去满足这种眼目的情欲。
I no longer wanted to satisfy the lust of my eyes.
感谢神啊。
Thank the Lord.
那当然，我那时候就常常配合读经祷告。
And of course, I supplemented this with my daily Bible reading and prayer.
所以给我心灵上就很大的这种充实。
I felt greatly satisfied in the spirit.
哎，后来我去当兵两年。
After that, I served in the military for 2 years.
退伍以后，我就再不迟疑，就勇敢地报名考神学院。
And after the military service, I signed up immediately for the seminary.
啊，主耶稣。也悦纳，所以让我啊读神学院，后来我就出来当传道了。
And the Lord accepted my dedication, and I finished the theological seminary and became a full-time minister.
啊，曾经有人问我啊，你们当传道会不会很无聊啊
？Some people ask me, is being a preacher very boring?
因为之前刚出来当传道哦，可以说教会，可以说没有什么娱乐啊。
Because at that time, when we resided at church.At the church, there was no other forms of entertainment.
当时教会里面甚至连电视都没有的。
And when we live at church, there was no TV.
生活可以说很平凡。
Our life could be, it was very regular,
就是
monotonous.
聚会。
Just church service.
访问信徒。
Visiting members.
读经祷告。
Reading the Bible and prayer.
这样在一般人看起来，传道的生活真的是很单调无聊。
So to some people, the life of a preacher is very boring.
所以曾经有信徒问我，传道你会不会觉得很无聊
？That's why some members ask me, pastors, are you very bored?
我说如果是以前学生时代会哦。
I said if I were still a student back in school, I would be very bored.
那感谢神。
But thank God,
现在不会了。
I don't feel bored now.
真的体会到在属灵里面那一种喜乐平安。
Because I've experienced the joy and peace in the spiritual life.
感谢主耶稣。
I thank God.
所以我相信主耶稣这样的引导我带领我。
This was how the Lord guided me.
也一定会带领我们每位信徒。
And I believe He can guide you in the same way.
虽然我们不一定当传道。
You don't have to be a full-time preacher.
但是今天我们已经接触到神。
But today you have experienced God.
在我们属灵生命里面，也一定会有一个很美好的一种转化。
And I'm sure that we can all experience a wonderful spiritual transformation.
因为主耶稣愿意将他的生命进到我们内心里面。
Because the Lord Jesus wants to enter into our spiritual life.
只要我们愿意顺服神。
As long as we're willing to yield to God.
我们愿意接纳神。
And we're willing to accept Him.
透过读经祷告聚会。
Through reading the Bible, praying, and attending service,
我们一定会有满足丰盛的生命。
We can definitely have a spiritual, abundant spiritual life.
有真正的喜乐平安。
We can experience true peace and joy.